ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருபியோ நமஹ. அப்ரமம் பங்கரஹிதம் அஜடம் விமலம் சதா ஆனந்த தீர்த்தமதலம் பஜே தாபத்ரயாபஹம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்ஷ்ண விசக்ஷ்ண ஜதீத்தா கிருத்தனே பாரதாம் நோஹதம்பரே அர்த்தி கல்பித கல்போயம் பிரத்யத்தி கஜகேசரி வியாச தீர்த்த குரு பூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாத சித்தையே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாதிராஜ குருன் வந்தே ஹைகிரீபதாஷ்ரயான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சித்தர்மலதாய ச பஜதாம் கல்பவ்ருக்ஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதி த்வாந்தரவே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீ ராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோ சிந்தையாளவே ஆபாதமல் பரியந்தம் குருநாமாக்தம் ஸ்மரே தேன விக்னஹ பிரஷ்யந்தி சித்தியந்த மனோரதாஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம அர்த்த சித்தியன் மார்த்தா பண்டிதே ருஷி தேவதே சந்தசியில் விஷ்ணு மாடோண அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணு திவ்யசஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேதவியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன் நாராயணோ தேவத ஸ்ரீ லக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத சித்தித்தே ஜபே விநியோக ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்ய பவத்ருஹு பூதவுத் பூதபுத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதிஹி அவ்ய புருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்மோக்ஷயேவ ச யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வரஹ நாரசிம்ஹோ ஸ்ரீமான் கேஷவ புருஷோத்தமஹ சர்வசர்வ சிவஸ்தானுர் பூதாதி நிதிவிஹ சம்போ பாவனோ பர்த்தா பிரபோ புருஷேஸ்வரஹ ஸ்வயம்பூ சம்புராஜா புஷ்கராட்சோ மாஸ்வனஹ அநாதி இன்னோதாதா விதாதா தாதுருத்தமஹ அப்ரமேயோ ஹ்ரீகேஷ பத்மநாபோ அமரப்பிரபு விஸ்வகர்மா மனுஸ்தவிஷ்டஸ்திரோத்ருவ அக்ராஹிய சாஸ்வத கிருஷ்ணு லோஹிதாட்ச புத்தத்னஹ பிரபூதஸ்திகுப்தாமா பவித்ரம் மங்களம் பரம் ஈசான பிராணத பிராணோ ஜேஷ்டசிரேஷ்ட பிரஜாபதி ஹிரிநகர்போ பூகர்போ மாதவோ மதுசூதன ஈஸ்வரோ விக்ரமீ தன்வி மேதாவி விக்ரமக்ரம அனுத்தமோ துராதர்ஷ கிருதக்ன குட்டிராத்மவான். ஸோ நாவு கிரம அன்னுவ அர்த்த சிந்தனை மாடிதீவி இவத்து. அனுத்தமஹ அன்னுவ சப்த இது ஒன்று ஸ்பெஷல் யுனிக் சப்த. அனுத்தம ಅನುತ್ತಮ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರೆ ನಮಗೆ ಮನಸ್ಸಿಗೆ ಬರುವಂಥದ್ದು ಉತ್ತಮನಲ್ಲದೇ ಇರುವವನು ಅನುತ್ತಮ ಅಂತ ಮನಸ್ಸು. ಭಗವಂತನಿಗೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಅನುತ್ತಮ? ಅವನಿಗೆ ಮೊದಲು ನೋಡಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಅನ್ನುವ ಹೆಸರು ವಿಸಾ ಉತ್ತಮ ದಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹಿ ಬಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅನುತ್ತಮ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸ್ಪ್ಲಿಟ್ ಎಸ್ ನಾ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಉತ್ತಮ. ಒಂದೇ ಸರಿ ಅವನು ಉತ್ತಮನೂ ಅನುತ್ತಮನೂ ಎರಡು ಆಗುವುದು ಹೇಗೆ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ? ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಉತ್ತಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನುತ್ತಮ ಶಬ್ದ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್. ಇನ್ ಅನುತ್ತಮ ಶಬ್ದ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟೂ ಆಪೋಸಿಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜೇನಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ದಟ್ ಜೇನಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ದ ಆಪೋಸಿಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜೇನಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಸಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಜೇನಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಮೂಲ್ಯ. ಇದು ಇದು ಈ ರತ್ನ ಇದು ಅಮೂಲ್ಯ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೈಸ್ಲೆಸ್, ಇಸ್ ಹೈಲಿ ಪ್ರೈಸ್ಡ್, ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯಬಲ್, ಇಸ್ ಅಮೂಲ್ಯ. Or you take something, you know, the useless stone, this is amulya. You know, that means it has no worth, worthless, valueless. Amulya, mulya ve illa. Mulya villadu. Mulya nahi hai, isko koi bhi mol hi nahi hai. Unmol. Unmol. Mol hi nahi hai ya mol. Bahut jyada hai, mol hi nahi hai. So same way, anuttama is also a genus words. And one meaning is na uttama is one, but in case of paramatma it has to give exactly opposite. He is sarvottama. So how can anuttama give the sarvottama meaning? Means the vigraha vakya in case of anuttama to saying that sarvottamatva is like na plus uttama anuttama. Sandhi is another thing that we have to notice. This nang tatpurusha samasa nakara, when it is followed by a consonant, it remains as na. I'm sorry, it becomes a, like satyam, asatyam, dharmam, adharmam, kshara, kshara, aksharam. Like that, any consonant, if it is preceded by na, or na followed by a consonant, na becomes a. But if it is followed by a vowel, swara bandhaga, nakara da mele swara bandhaga, adu annagate, instead of a, it becomes an. That's why it's like adara, anadara, ishta, anishta, utkrushta, anutkrushta, uccha, uccha, udhara, anudhara, or auchitya, anauchitya, yeka, aneka, aikya, anaikya. Like this, any vowel If it is preceded by na or na followed by a vowel, it becomes an. Like that, na plus uttama became anuttama. And na uttama, instead of saying as a nang tatpurusha in a karmadharya way, you say it is in a bahuvrihi way. That is, avidyamana. Na means avidyamana or na. Na basically is avidyamana. Illadirudu, agadirudu. So, na is avidyamana. Avidyamanaha uttamaha yasmat saha anuttamaha. That means one who does not have anybody as a uttama than him. He avanikintal uttamanadavanu illa. Usse bhi badkar koi bhi nahi hai. Wo sarvase shrestha hai, sarvottam hai. So this is through bahurihi you achieve the same meaning as sarvottama. And in the shastras, there are multiple places where Vishnu Sarvottamatva is established. There may be some apparent statements where other deities are projected as Sarvottamas, but by taking this Savakasha, there are Savakasha. Wherever other deities are projected as Sarvottama, they are Savakasha Pramanas. Wherever Vishnu is projected as Sarvottama, is Niravakasha. How can you say that? You know, somebody can say, you say whenever other gods are projected as Sarvottama, you say Savakasha. When Vishnu is projected as Sarvottama, you say Niravakasha. How can you say that? You can say Vishnu is Sarvottama, is a Savakasha, and other deities Sarvottama, whatever Shiva Sarvottama, that is Niravakasha. We will say that means it is not just a claim of that. It is supported by lot of statements like Brahma Sutras, Vedic statements, which are all unique and unanimously projecting Vishnu as Sarvottama. And also our Acharya's words also, he actually confirmed that by quoting the Sarvottamatva. So one of the things that you are familiar with is Nakastuti. Nakastuti, Acharya says, Lakshmi Kanta Samantato Vikalayan Naiveshu Stetamam Pashyam Ittama Vastu Dura Taratopastam Raso Yashtamaha. There actually Acharya says, hey Lakshmikanta Samantataha Vikalayan Naiveshitam. So even when we search thoroughly in all the Shastras, everywhere, I cannot find anybody who is even equal to Paramatma, Narayana. Narayana ke samanadavane illa. There is nobody who says saman bhi koi bhi nahi hai. So then Acharya says, if his equal itself is not there, finding someone who is superior to him is impossible. Avanikintal uttamanadavanu siguvudu duratopasta. Usse bhi badkar milna to aur bhi mushkil hai. So it says, that's why he compares it with ashtamarasa. The ruchis, there are six tastes, six kind of tastes, you know, sweet, savory, like that. You know, there are shadruchi, shadrasa. And there is no seventh rasa. Only six tastes are there. There is no seventh taste. So this, when seventh taste itself is not there, talking about eighth taste is meaningless. So that's why he says, you know, like, you know, so here also, when there is no sama or equal for Paramatma, talking about someone superior to Paramatma is duratopasta. That means it's even more difficult, impossible. More impossible. So that is what is called Anuttamatva of Paramatma. Of course, people say, Acharya, your Acharya is saying that. But if you take a Saiva Agama says something else. So what your Acharya says is good for you. We don't accept. If somebody comes and raises that objection, then Bhagavad Gita itself, Sri Krishna says, Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. In 7th adhyaya, 8th sloka, it says, you know, Mattaha parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Hey Arjuna, there is no one who is superior to me. Paramatma says that explicitly. People may say, oh, Narayana says that and in somewhere else Rudra says that same thing. But surprisingly, though there is Pashupatams are there, nowhere Rudra proclaims, I am the Sarvottama. Nowhere in any of the acceptable scriptures, Rudra or Ganapati or any other deity, even Chaturmukha Brahma, nobody says I am the Sarvottama. Nowhere such claim is made. Whereas Krishna unequivocally says, I am, there is nobody who is superior to me. Mattaha, greater than me, parataram, srishtas, uttama, na anyat kinchit asti. Nobody is superior to me. And Arjuna also says that, natvat samo asti, abhyadikaha kutonyaha. There is nobody equal to you. Where is the question of somebody superior to you? In Gita itself, Arjuna also acknowledges that. And Acharya in Mahabharata says, Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam Udhritya Bhujamuchyate Veda Shastat Param Nasti Nadaivam Keshavat Param. So there is nothing superior to Vedas, no Shastras are superior to Vedas, and no God is superior to Paramatma Keshavarupi Narayana. So that Vishnu Sarvottamatva is projected. Acharya quoting from Puranas, Itihasas, and everywhere Acharya says that. And Padma Purana, where Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Bhashya Acharya quotes from Padma Purana, Vishnoh Sarvottamattvam cha tad bhaktya mokshayeva cha shastrartha iti niddishtaha sarva shastrartha nirnayat. So basically saying Vishnu Sarvottamattva only through that kind of a bhakti only we can achieve moksha, we can have everything available to us only through Vishnu Sarvottamattva. So that is, and Acharya quoting those things is samadhi kye tadanyesham. So there is no sama, or there is no ek adhika to Paramatma. So all others are inferior to Paramatma only. So and that's Acharya repeatedly says that. And Aitare Bhashya Acharya mentions Mukhyatyago Haresha Tatsamam va Adhikam va Apibruyat. So nobody can say anything, project anybody as equal or superior to Paramatma. Hari Kintalu Samanagali Shishtanagali Yaru Hyalalaru. Nobody can say that. So that's what it says. And then we can go through various statements. And Vedas and Puranas and Itihasas, if you take that, Purana Itihasas, you have like, you know, Darshana Bhasha, Gushya Bhasha, Bhashatraya. But if you take Vedas, Vedas, of course, Paroksha by Vedaha, there have Parokshatva. But Niravakasha Pramanas, there are a lot of Niravakasha Pramanas, like at the very beginning, Vasudeva Eva Idamagrasit, Narayana Eva Idamagrasit, Nabrahma, Nasashankaraha, like that. Paramatma alone was there at the beginning of the creation, and Brahma and Shankara were not even there. So specifically, because people have this misconception, I mean, Madhvas are okay, but a lot of non-Madhvas, they have Trimurtis. Oh, they have taken their different tasks. Brahma is completely in charge of creation. And Vishnu is the only Stiti. He has nothing to do with creation and nothing to do with Samhara. Rudra, he is Samhara Karta. And Brahma and Vishnu don't interfere. It's Rudra's job. That's it. But multiple places, Janmadhi Setonvayadita Atesh Abhignaswarat Bhagavata beginning is Janma Adi, all Ashtavidha Vyaparas through Narayana only. So multiple places it's mentioned, but Shruti Pramana, there is not a single Shruti Pramana which talks about Sarvottamatva of any other deity in an unequivocal form. And Sarvashabda Vachyatva is available only to Narayana. He alone can be called Ishvara, Brahma, Skanda, you know, Skanda, Skanda, Dharo, Dhriyo, Varado, Vaiva, Hanaha. In Vishwasanam itself, we get that Skanda, Ganapati. All these names are given to Paramatma, Lakshmi. Even Lakshmi name is one of the names in Vishwasanama. Like this, all the names are there for him. But no other deity gets all. For example, there is a Rudra Sahasranama, Shiva Sahasranama, and in that Shiva Sahasranama, there is no Narayana or Vishnu as one of the names for Rudra. So Sarvashabda Vachyatva is not available for anybody. It's only for Narayana it is there, and that's why he is Anuttama. And another meaning is given, Anuttama, the way that is split is A Nuttama. Nutta, this Nutta Shabda, Nut, from Nut it has come the form, Nut, two words came from Nut. Nutta, nuda. Nuda means actually refuting or taking away. Nutta, same way, nunna. These two are coming from the nut, from the root word nut, which means actually tiraskrutaha. In Sanskrit, we have to say tiraskruta. Illadavanu, adu illade, adu yavattu, never it happens. Kabibi nahi hoga. That meaning is given to nutta or nunna. And actually, there is a kosha which gives all such words as, you know, the equivalent words we call synonyms. All the synonyms are listed and says nutta, nunna, asta, nishthuta, vidha, kshipta, iritaha, samaha. All these have equal meaning, same meaning. What are the same meaning words? Nutta, nunna, asta, nishthuta, vidha, kshipta. That's why actually you might have come across the words like asta, asta jnana, rasta sukha. Asta means gone, that's it, it's ended. And suryastamaya, suryastanada, suryastuva, astuva matlab, suri ko nahi dekh sakte hain. So he just, you know, he said the sunset happened. So we say asta, suryastavayitu. So suri ka astuva. So asta word is there. Same way nishthuta. Nishthuta also is removed. That's the meaning given. And vidha, we say dashami vidha ekadasi. So the vidha, what is meant by dashami vidha ekadasi? That means ekadasi that is deprived of because of the presence of dashami. Dashami inda vidhavada ekadasi. And the vidhavada illade madal patta ekadasi. Dashami ke karan ekadasi nahi rasakta hai. Isiliye dashami vidha ekadasi. Dashami illade dashami inda madal patta vidha madal patta ekadasi. Illade iruvanta ekadasiya ಲಕ್ಷಣವನ್ನು ತೆಗೆದು ಬಿಟ್ಟ ದಶಮಿ, ದಶಮಿಯಿಂದ ತೆಗೆದು ಏಕಾದಶಿಯ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಇಲ್ಲದೆ ಹೋಯಿತು. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ದಶಮಿ ವಿದ್ಧ ಏಕಾದಶಿ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ತ, ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ನುತ್ತ ಮಾ ಮಾ ಯು ನೋ ಲೈಕ್ ಮಾ ಇಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಮಾ ಸಂಪತ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾ ಒನ್ whose sampat or whose jnana or who is greatness or whose glory that is not refuted. Anuttamaha, that means nutta, na nutta, anutta, atiraskruta, tiraskruta, nutta. Anutta is atiraskruta. Ma means sampat jnanamva or uttamatvamva or shreshtatvamva. So ma is, you know, all these meanings are there, sampat, jnana, srishtatva. So that is never refuted. That is never, that's why it's called achyuta also paramatma. That is never taken away from paramatma. Uttamatva or srishtatva, sampat or jnana, nobody equals in those things to paramatma. That is sarvottamatva, the same kind of a meaning it gives. But anuttama, specifically it's saying, whose jnana or sampat are not refuted, are taken away by anyone. That's why he's anuttama, anuttama. So that's another way of splitting it. And another way of splitting is anuttama, ana plus uttama. But here is a catch. Ana plus uttama would become by gunasandhi anottama. But how it became anuttama? We have seen that in Purushruptan, there are certain occasions where dapratya, this akara is lopa, dapratya lopa. That is ana. Ana means ana prerana, prana, prana deva is called ana. Ana plus uttama, that akara in the na, that means ana, if you take a plus na plus a, that a that comes at the end, anu. So ana, that ana becomes an. So here it is not a nang tat purusha, nothing to do with nang tat purusha. Here it is ana plus uttama, that akara at the end is removed, so it becomes an, in the sense of ana, ana prerane, pranadeva is called ana. So he is anuttama. This means anat uttamaha, one who is greater than even mukhya prana. Ana is prana, mukhya prana. Paramatma, who is greater than mukhya prana also. Anat uttamaha, pranasya pranaha. You know, paramatma is extolled as pranasya pranaha.
He is Preraka for Pranadeva. Pranadeva gives Prerana to others with the help of Paramatma. Whereas Pranadeva himself gets Prerana from Paramatma. Paramatma gets Prerana from nobody. So he is Sarva Preraka. So Prana, Ana, Prana, Prana, Anad Uttamaha, one who is greater than even Mukhya Prana, that's why it's called Anuttama, that's another meaning. Or Anaha Uttamaha Arthat Jivottama. Anaha Uttamaha Jivesh. Jivesh is implied. Among whatever other Jivas are there, among Jivas, Ana is made as a Uttama by whom? Like this is a Bahurihi applied in a different way. This is also a Bahurihi Samasa. Anaha Uttamaha Yena Saha. Uttamaha Arthat Jiveshu Uttamaha. Jiveshu Adhikaha. Uttamaha Udakaha. Adhikaha. So one who is Uttama among Jivas is Mukhya Prana. He is Mukhya Prana became Jivottama because of the grace of Paramatma. Paramatmana Anugraha Dindagi Mukhya Prana Jivarali Uttamanada. Paramatma ke Anugraha ke Karan Mukhya Prana Sarva Jivom mein Uttam Hua hai. Jivottam naam ka Mukhya Prana iska us prasiddhi sthiti aane ke liye Bhagavan ki anugraha ki karan hai. So this is the reason. Anaha uttama jiveshu. Yena saha. Jiveshu jivottama jivadika sarva jivas. Jivadika sarva jivottama. Vaideva. Because of the grace of Paramatma. So anaha uttama yena saha anuttamaha. Here uttama means jiveshu adhikaha. That is the meaning. So these are some of the meanings. And when we say that jivottama is Vaideva, Sarvottama is Paramatma. Paramatma is Sarvottama. Is he only Sarvottama in his Mula Rupa? Or is he Sarvottama in Avatar Rupas also? You say there is no difference between Mula and Avatara. That is, the Siddhanta is Paramatma, Swagata Bheda Vivarjita. He is same form. Then the Purupaksha will come, hey, how can you say so, all the forms are same for Paramatma? If you take his avatars, in Vedavyasa Rupi, he did not fight any wars, he did not exhibit any strength. Maybe he may have a lot of strength. He may be a very strong person. But at least Karya, his Jnana Karya only he did not do any Balakarya. And Sarada Samavatara, if you take Narasimha, Balakarya, he did that. But there is no Jnana Karya, he did not exhibit any Jnana Karya. And if you take the Krishna Avatara, he did both Gitopadesha, he did, and he did fought so many. So he did Balakarya and Jnana Karya, both he did. At least we should say Krishna Avatara is greater than Narasimha Avatara or Vedavyasa Avatara. So there is a difference among avatars. There is a gradation. The Purupaksha can come and raise this objection. Then we say, no, it is just because he did not exhibit does not mean he does not have. And he has. How can you say that he has when he did not exhibit? Means that is because Paramatma is Sarvatantra Swatantra, and he decided to do only certain type of karya in certain avatars. That is his nirnaya, that is his decision. So the reason for his decision is because that avatara, he wanted to only do that, nothing else. That is his nirnaya. That's why he, though the avatars apparently seem to be different, there is absolutely no difference. All his avatars are equal. That's why in Bhagavata says Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, actually is a nice article, and actually Vivek is putting it that in the Hindi magazine, and we have that in our site also, Madhva Premaye Mahodadi. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, that actually if you take the full sentence, that actually says all the avatars of Paramatma are same as the Mula Rupa Krishna. They are all same. And they are all Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan only. And they are Mudayanti, Yuge Yuge, Mudayanti Bahuvachana. That means it is not Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, then it should be Mudayati, Mudayanti. That means all the avatars of Paramatma, they are there to exhibit their supremacy. They are all same only. So that Swagata Bheda Vivarjitatva is what we have to understand very carefully. That's why Anuttamatva is unaffected even though Paramatma takes different avatars in different ways, and some avatars are more, some avatars are less, is a wrong understanding. That we have to understand. And also, there are Brahma Sutra, which says, na sthanatopi parasya ubhayalingam sarvatrahi. There it says, Paramatma among Paramatma Rupas, in any way, we cannot see that difference. They are all, whether Balakarya or Jnanakarya or both or whatever, all the avatars are same only. There is no gradation among his avatars. Anyway, so these are the some of the meanings that for Anuttama. It's not that only these meanings are to be taken by taking the words in a different ways, like, you know, tama. Tama means andhakara, darkness. Uttamaha, udgataha tamaha. So, Paramatma is aha and also uttamaha. Like, separate that. He is a and uttama. A means a Vishnu Riti Proktaha. So, a is one of the names of the Vishnu. Akaya Pravisam Bhuma Sakaha Ekakshara Kosha. A is one of the names of Vishnu. He is Sarva Vilakshana. That's why he is a. And also he is uttama. Acha uttamascha anuttamah. Very simple way of, another way of seeing it. And also, uttama is, all supreme is one meaning. Or udgata tamaha yena saha, one who is devoid of any ignorance. Tama is tamo ajnana. He is devoid of ajnana. That's why udgata tamaha yena saha. So, one who is devoid of ignorance or andhakara or tama lakshana, that's why he's uttama. That's another meaning for uttama. So he's a and also uttama. So he's anuttama. That's another meaning that we can see. Like that, people can think about other meanings also for anuttama. And here I'll pass. Any questions are there, you can feel free to ask. Hare Srinivasa, Krishna Arpanamastu.